Good morning, everybody. It's Teresa from Sojourn Retreat. It is the 17th of April, 2023. And today I want to teach you on something called effortless change. I have served and loved Jesus my entire life. And for the majority of that time, I've tried to change into a better person according to what the Word of God tells us to do. But sad to say that no matter how hard I tried, I just always fell short. Think about it. How does one love your neighbor as you love yourself? And that verse comes from Matthew 22, verse 38, or else Mark 12, verse 31. How do you love your neighbor when that same neighbor has hurt you more than you can bear, or even openly hates you? I don't know if you've ever been in a situation where you've really tried to love somebody because the Bible tells you to, but that person just openly makes it very clear that they don't want to be anywhere near you. What about Matthew 6 verse 14, which says, if you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. How does one forgive someone that has done something that has scarred you for life and that has affected you so deeply that you'll never forget, let alone be able to forgive them? When facing life today, we're so stressed. There is so much going on at any given time and life is so unpredictable. COVID and all its ensuing chaos are proof of that. And so how does one then follow the law or the Bible that says Isaiah 41 verse 10, which says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, yes. I will keep you and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And then I discovered that in and of itself, it is impossible for me to be the perfect being that the Word of God tells me to be. James 2 verses 10 to 11 says, for whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles in one point, he has become guilty of all. In Matthew 5 verse 27 to 28, it says, you have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not commit adultery. I say to you that whoever looks at a woman to lust after her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. There's another one that speaks of the fact that when we hate, we also have murder in our heart. These verses confirm that in our own power, we can do nothing to be holy. We cannot obtain righteousness on our own. But the good news is that the moment we are born again, the moment we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and it is a choice that we make, we are given the most precious gift. We are saved. And we receive our salvation. In Ephesians 2 verse 8 to 9 it says, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. And there it highlights that it's not something that we do. But it is a gift from God, not as a result of works so that no one can boast. In Titus 3 verse 4 to 5 it says, but when the kindness of God our Savior and his love for mankind appeared, he saved us, not on the basis of deeds which we have done in righteousness, but according to his mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit. The second thing is that we are made righteous, and that is confirmed for us in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 21, where it says, for he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Hebrews 10 verse 14 says, for by one sacrifice he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy. And so in the spirit we have been made righteous, and God sees us as perfectly holy. And so the rest of our Christian walk is based on relationship with him, because as we draw near to him and focus on him, we are automatically transformed to be more like him. This does not happen overnight, but it is a lifelong process. And I know that you will agree with me that once you are saved, you don't want to sin anymore. In 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18, it says, but we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in the mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. So as we cultivate a close and intimate relationship with God, we are changed effortlessly instead of that continuous grind of ours to try and be better. We are changed more through relationship with God than we ever were in our own attempts. And so I want to say this week, draw near to Him, build a relationship with Him, and you'll see that you'll have changed by accident more than you ever did on purpose. Have a blessed week, and until next week, we'll chat again. Goodbye.